We are continuing today in our Mishnah Yomi Limud, and today we are going to be focusing on Perek Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnayos Dalid and Hey, 4 and 5. So Mishnah Dalid, Mishnah 4 picks up on the same topic. Remember again, in Mishnah Gimel, we spoke about an interesting case where one city did not have sufficient rainfall, but the surrounding cities did. And so we had a machlokes in the Mishnah about, well, let's go say it differently. Everyone agrees that the surrounding cities somehow have to feel the tsar, feel the difficulty and participate in the difficulty of the afflicted city. There was a machlokas exactly what the surrounding cities have to do. Do they have to fast and sound the shofar, just daven and sound the shofar, not fast? But the theme was that the surrounding cities must be what we call nosei ba'olim chavero, bear the burden of the afflicted city as well. What it means to be part of Klal Yisrael is that we all participate in the other's circumstances. That's true in times of simcha. We should feel each other's joy, but we should also strive to feel each other's pain and difficulty. So Mishnah Dalet says as follows, Ir sheyesh ba dever o mapola. Similarly, if you have a city that has dever, right? Dever is pestilence. Pestilence of some sort, or mapolas. Mapolas is actually, mapolas literally means buildings collapsed, but what this is really a result of is an earthquake. So a particular city suffered an earthquake, and therefore buildings collapse. Either pestilence, buildings collapse, osa'ir mis'ana umasras. That affected city must immediately begin to fast and to daven and blow the shofar. The surrounding cities also have an obligation to fast, but they do not have an obligation to sound the shofar. So same idea, the surrounding cities have an obligation to share in the challenge of the afflicted city. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Masrios Velo Masanos. Rabbi Akiva disagrees, as he did in the previous Mishnah, and he says the surrounding cities have an obligation to blow the shofar and to daven for the affected city, but they do not have the obligation to fast. So interesting enough, how do you gauge if something is pestilence? In other words, what the Mishnah is really asking over here is as follows, that, you know, stuff happens all of the time. So how do you gauge if something is a plague or something is significant versus just, we'll call it, the normal day-to-day adversities of life? So easy he dever, what is considered to be an outbreak or a plague of pestilence? Ir hamotzia chamesh me'os ragli. See, explains that if you have a city that has 500 men, now this does not include women and children. So if you have a city that has 500 men, and from that city, yatzo mimenu shlosha mesim b'shloshi yamim ze'achar zeh, harei zeh dever. And if in that city, one person died per day, shlosha mesim b'shloshi yamim, one person died per day for three consecutive days, harei zeh dever. That is the sign of a plague. That is the sign of pestilence. So a city of 500 men where someone dies, and again, it's obviously a result of the pestilence. Somebody dies, right? One person per day for three consecutive days. That's the sign of a plague. But if it's less than this, ein ze dever. Then ultimately, again, if it's not like this, now remember, not like this could also mean two people died on one day, no one died on the second day, someone died on the third day, or for that matter, three people died within 2 days. Again, anything that does not meet this definition of one person per day for three consecutive days is not considered to be an outbreak of a plague, but rather, again, is simply considered to be mikra, just regular circumstances of this particular city. So the Mishnah in Hey says as follows, Al elu masriin b'chol makom. So that this is very interesting, because now what the Mishnah is going to focus on is as follows. So we've gone from rain, and now what we established back in Mishnah Gimel was that when one city is affected by adverse circumstances and the surrounding cities are not, the surrounding cities still have an obligation to somehow participate or share in the pain or in the challenge of the afflicted city. How they do that? By fasting or just by davening? Okay. And we recognize that this is part of the general obligation of being part of Klal Yisrael. We share in each other's tzaras. Now, interestingly enough, Mishnah Hay expands this conversation even more. Mishnah Hay says, Al ilu masrin b'chol makom. For these things, when these tzaras, when the following tzaras, the following difficulties happen in a particular city, all of the surrounding areas. Now, Bechol Makom sounds like everywhere, right? Everywhere, they begin to, even faraway cities, they begin to go ahead and fast, daven, and blow the shofar. For example, on what? Ala shidafon va'ala yirakon. So, for example, first is shidafon. Shidafon represents that the wheat dries out as a result of a drought or strong winds. Yirakon is when the wheat becomes discolored. Wheat becomes gold. Or we'll go through the list and we'll explain what the common denominator is. Ala arba va'ala chosil va'al chayaro'a va'ala cherev. Or for example, arba and chosil are different types of locusts. And these are the type of locusts that destroy grain and destroy fruit. Chayaro'a is, for example, if you have an outbreak of predatory animals, ala cherev. Cherev refers to bands of marauders who are going ahead and going from city to city. So the common denominator amongst all of these things is that these are all challenges that can easily spread from one place to another. So shidafon, yirakon, different things affecting the fruit, the wheat, these type of issues could easily spread. Arbe chosil, locusts could spread. Chayara, predatory animals, spread. Cherev, marauding groups, spread. And therefore, again, as soon as you hear about this in any one particular city, masuin alel, mipnei shimaka mahalachas. We begin to go ahead and fast, and we begin to blow the shofar and daven. And again, incredible what the Mishnah is saying is, even if you hear about this from a faraway place, you still have an obligation to go ahead and begin to immediately fast and daven. And again, mipnei shimaka mahalechas, because the nature of these things is that literally, again, maka, it's an affliction, mahalechas, that moves. This type of danger, this type of issue, or I should say these types of dangers, as mentioned in the Mishnah, are the kind of things which quickly spread from one city to another, from one town to another, from one province to another. Therefore, even if you hear about these things happening far away, one has an obligation to go ahead. One has an obligation to go ahead and begin to daven and begin to fast, not only to feel the tsar, not only to feel the pain of the city or the places that are currently affected, because again, that's our obligation being part of Klal Yisrael, but also to daven, to fast as a form of protection for the city in which one is currently living. All right, the boss said we will stop over here. Wonderful learning with everyone today. Emir Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.